Every year we commemorate November 11th, or the nearest Monday, as Veterans Day, remembering the veterans who have given so much for so many generations to protect our nation. The human beings who have made enormous sacrifices, sometimes far greater than we civilians can even begin to understand, deserve more than just a day once a year for remembering them, and not just veterans, but also active servicemen and women. Birds have also served in the American Armed Forces. Not hawks, of course. They may have the kind of machismo that led our largest hawk to be selected as the national emblem, but it's entirely a self-serving machismo that allows real hawks to hunt successfully to feed themselves and their families without benefiting anyone or anything else. Doves may be noted for their gentleness, but it's that very home-loving, nurturing nature of theirs that makes them so helpful for carrying messages back to their home loft, even when that loft is on a battleship or in the middle of a battlefield. And those messages carried by the Army Signal Corps Pigeon Company have not just provided valuable strategic and logistical information for commanders, they've also saved thousands of lives. Some people may question the use of the word heroic when talking about birds, though none of the soldiers working with them or saved by them questioned it back during the time the Army Signal Corps Pigeon Company was active. Cher Ami, an American pigeon used during World War I, carried his final message successfully despite having been shot through the breast, being blinded in one eye, covered in blood, and having a leg hanging only by a tendon. The crucial message he carried, which was found in a capsule hanging from a ligament of his shattered leg, saved around 200 U.S. soldiers of the 77th Infantry Division's Lost Battalion. Recently, I've been corresponding with Alessandro Croseri, a New York filmmaker. He produced a charming 8-minute tribute to the pigeons of the Army Signal Corps using some cool Ken Burns-like techniques with old photos and films, interspersed with lovely film footage he had taken of New York City pigeons, some of which most assuredly are descendants of those heroic military birds. This delightful film is available on Croseri's webpage at pigeonsincombat.com. He's working on a documentary film about the pigeons in combat. He contacted me about an interview I'd done with Jerome Pratt, the commander of the last pigeon company in the Army Signal Corps. He may be using excerpts in his film. That interview is available on my own webpage, lauraerickson.com. Pigeons are not the world's most popular species. Some people call them rats with wings, and when they collect in large roosts in our buildings, can pose a health risk to humans. But as with most creatures, the more we understand pigeons, the cooler they are. There's a great book about them by Andrew Bleckman titled Pigeons, the Fascinating Saga of the World's Most Revered and Reviled Bird, which just came out in paperback. It's a great book filled with interesting information, whatever your personal opinion of pigeons may happen to be. To know them may not be to love them when it comes to pigeons, but if learning more about them doesn't expand your heart, it will definitely expand your knowledge of a species that has been linked with human beings since biblical times and has provided us with food, sport, and a means of communications, transported blood samples from clinics to labs, given us huge insights into both avian and human intelligence and learning through research, and given the world one of the saddest, most moving film moments with Marlon Brando in the movie On the Waterfront, and the best song of the movie Mary Poppins. Attention must be paid. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.